Jesse Ventura, former professional wrestler turned actor who would later become the governor of Minnesota, running as an independent, who then went on to disturb the mainstream media by asking questions that you're not supposed to ask about what really happened on September 11th back in 2001, who then went on to host Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura on True TV, the cable channel, for three seasons from 2009 to 2012. One episode, by the way, featured yours truly, has made his presidential endorsement. After dedicating decades of his life to exposing government corruption and going deep down rabbit holes, various conspiracy theories, surely the only presidential candidate that makes any sense for him to endorse would be Donald Trump, right? Oh, wait, what's this?
A few years ago, I got the opportunity to see the United States elect its first black president. I didn't think that could ever happen, and they even re-elected him. Well, now I'm going to be selfish again. I've only got a few elections to go. I'm 73 years old now, so the window's closing. I want to be alive to see the first woman president of the United States of America and the first woman commander-in-chief, and we've got her right now.
Governor.
Okay, sadly, obviously, over the last 15 years, Jesse Ventura, like old Joe, has come down with a very bad case of dementia. But congratulations, Governor. You're now siding with Dick Cheney.
I actually have the endorsement of former Vice President Dick Cheney.
That's interesting, because here's what the liberal media has been saying about Dick Cheney for the last several decades. And surprisingly, in this rare instance, they are correct.
Dick Cheney and Satan. That's next.
The Sith Lord is back.
Like a demon, it rises again.
Dick Cheney, Darth Vader, Satan.
Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration on how to play this role.
We don't need Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney was dangerous, that war.
The only thing you got to do is just be better than Dick Cheney.
I like to see Dick Cheney do exposed. He's a liar.
Cheney dishonestly made up the idea they had nuclear weapons. Just lied.
I want to talk about a man rotten to his very core, which is in itself a tiny black hole from which no joy or light can escape. The ancient Coptics knew this man as Unhotep, the Dark One, the jagged tooth forest demon who steals our children. We know him as former Vice President Dick Cheney.
It's very sad to see Jesse Ventura fall from grace like this, because the old Jesse Ventura sounded like this.
Why couldn't we have stopped them beforehand if they were identified and we knew who
they
were?
It was a failure of intelligence. Everyone's accepted.
No, it
that.
Wasn't. We knew before with Condoleezza Rice's memo on August 6th when it stated right in the memo, Bin Laden to steal planes and run them into buildings. And more stuff is coming out now also how much the Bush administration ignored the intelligence. It was almost like they ignored it because they wanted it to happen.
Oh, come off it, Jesse.
That'd no, not oh, come off it. Every way to
the audience is applauding.
Every war fought starts with a false flag operation.
Every war fought starts with a false flag operation to endorsing Kamala Harris as President of the United States and Commander-in-Chief. Sadly, this is the kind of thing that happens when somebody has dementia. They completely lose touch with reality. Sort of like Joe Biden deciding to put on a MAGA hat earlier this week. This is not a deep fake. This is actually a real video. As hilarious as it is, it also does show the sad and devastating effects of dementia.
Trump, I like giving my presidential hat. Presidential seal on it.
You want to autograph it?
Oh, sure, I'll autograph it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Do you remember your name?
Can you remember your name, he says.
I don't remember my name. I'm slow.
You're old fart.
I don't remember my name. I'm slow.
You're an old fart.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm an old guy.
And you're an old fart, right?
I know you would know about that.
He's getting bullied by this guy right to his face. This, I think, is at a fire station or a memorial for the Flight 93 on 9/11.
There you go, man. I need that hat.
Want my autograph?
Hell no.
You know my name.
Put it on.
Come on.
Put it on, they're saying.
I ain't going that far.
Yeah.
Yes, you will.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey.
It gets even better, though. Wait for it.
No eating dogs and cats. Hey, they're good.
Thank you.
They're good. Kentucky Fried.
Okay. And then he stole the guy's Trump hat. He just walked off with it.
The daughter of the man who swapped hats with the president said Biden kept the Trump hat. After the interaction, she said that her father ended up getting another cap from the Trump campaign after they reached out. So he kept the hat. I mean, does he have it by his bedside in the White House?
I don't know. It's so weird to me, you guys. But
Oh, it's weird, all right. And thankfully, Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press spokeswoman, was asked about it.
Thanks, Karine. One more on the Trump hat. What did the president do with it? Keep it? See, like saving it for a Christmas present for his least favorite staffer or something.
Oh, wow.
I'm...
Well, you've thought about that one. Least favorite staffer. I don't know. Maybe it's on my desk right now. I don't know.
This woman does a terrible job. All she does is lie to the American people. But I do feel bad for her for having to defend the indefensible. And while the media is working overtime trying to gaslight the American people into believing that Kamala Harris is the most qualified person in the entire country to be the president, others, however, can't help but admit that they're a little concerned.
I talked to 20 voters. Not one of them was undecided.
Wow.
Not one.
Uh-huh. And headlines come and go. But let me tell you this. Support for former President Trump is real and resilient. Mm-hmm. I encountered that everywhere I went. And that's something the Harris campaign knows, recognizes, the fact in Michigan.
Judging by the look on this guy's face, this is Major Garrett, who used to work for Fox News, but works for CBS now. He is more than a little bit concerned. But we can't get too confident that we're going to win this thing, because there are tens of millions of morons out there like this.
What comes to mind when you think of Donald Trump?
I would say unqualified. Unprepared.
I'd say ignorant. Highly influential, but disingenuous.
Selfish and arrogant.
What word or words come to mind when you think of Kamala Harris?
She has a lot of power in her voice.
I would say hope.
I would say strong.
I would say eloquent. She's been very persuasive and I think persuaded me to vote for her.
What issues are most important to each of you in this election?
The jeopardization of education, specifically with critical race theory. I'm worried that if education is taken out of schools, history will just repeat itself.
Education will be taken out of schools now if Donald Trump is elected. Something that may come to an end, however, if Donald Trump is reelected, is paying tax on overtime pay. Here's his latest idea, which undoubtedly Kamala Harris will have stolen and claimed to be her own by the end of the weekend.
Today, I'm also announcing that as part of our additional tax cuts, we will end all taxes on overtime. You know what that means? Think of that.
Now, to be honest with you, this is most likely a lie. It's like George H.W. Bush's Read My Lips, No New Taxes. But at this point, I really don't care, because Donald Trump needs to do whatever it takes to win. Politics is a dirty business, and if you don't play by the same rules as your opponent, then you are almost assured to lose. Subscribe to my channel if you're new here. Check back on a regular basis for more truly independent content and analysis. And if you want to sponsor my channel and support my work, head on over to markdace.com and order yourself a Wanted for President shirt, the new Western style, the classic Fight, Fight, Fight shirt, a Trump Mafia shirt, or any of my awesome designs. All available, a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and many in a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.